Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am Teron Davenport. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Today what we're going to do, just going into the Doug Peterson press conference, what we're going to do is just talk a little bit about what we have coming up here. And when I say what we have coming up, I want to talk about just the playoff picture. I mean, obviously it's week 10, so the season is still, you know, it's still early in the season. There's still a lot of football left to be played. But things are starting to get very interesting for the Eagles in this playoff picture. And I tell you what, you got the Baltimore Ravens going down to Dallas to play the Cowboys. And the Ravens defense is no slouch. They've been doing an excellent job as far as playing against the run. It's something that they always do. And obviously bringing in Eric Weddle has helped the passing game. So when you look at them going down to Dallas, I mean, that's an opportunity for the Eagles, you know, to gain a game in the NFC East standings. Obviously, they're going to have to do something that's very difficult, and that's beating a team in the Seattle Seahawks that is 4-0 at home. So we'll see how this plays out, but just looking at the NFC East standings. So as of today, as of this week, the Cowboys 8-1, Giants 6-3, Redskins 5-3-1, Eagles 5-4. The Eagles are actually at the bottom of the NFC East with a 5-4 record. Ironically, that same record could give them a top seed in the NFC North, NFC South as well. So when you look at just the task at hand, you know, coming up, there's the Eagles team that has to go out to Seattle. The Seahawks are 6-2-1. They're playing as well as anyone in the NFL. They have a 2-game winning streak, obviously coming off of that game against the Patriots in Foxborough. They came out with the win. The Seahawks are 4-0 in non-conference, and they have two NFC conference losses. So the picture right now, the way it stands, you have the Dallas Cowboys have the number one seed. The Seattle Seahawks have the number two. Then after that, it gets a little murky. As of right now, it looks like it would be just looking at the Falcons, the NFC South, you know, they're up top of those standings. They would be the number three. The number four seed would be the Detroit Lions. Now, as far as the wild card picture is concerned, right now the Giants are the top team in the wild card. They're at 6-3. But then you look at a series of teams that are either 5-4 or 4-4. They're all linked up. So just looking at right now, the Redskins, that tie that they had would actually put them ahead of the Eagles, ahead of the Vikings, ahead of the Buccaneers, obviously, and the Cardinals. So the Cardinals are 4-4. Yeah, the Buccaneers and Saints, they're 4-5. They're still in the mix. The Packers are 4-5. And then you have the Eagles and Vikings, 5-4. The Eagles would have the tiebreaker over the Vikings, but they still are 0-3 within the NFC East. And that is something that's really going to hurt this team. They have to turn it around. And in order for them to make the playoffs, they're going to have to even up. They have to sweep the division, you know, the rest of the way. They have to win those three games at home against the Redskins, Giants, and Cowboys. That last game of the year, I tell you, that's going to be a crucial game. That could end up having a make or break, you know, win or go home playoff type implications. And what better way for it to happen than to be against the Dallas Cowboys, your rival? That's a team that, you know, you guys, you know, as Eagles fans, you despise the Cowboys, and rightfully so. So we'll see what happens there. The Cowboys, they, you know, on the road, they're 5-0. So that's a team that definitely is able to get it done on the road. But, you know, you look at the strength of schedule. I know that's something a lot of people have looked at. And the Cowboys, technically, strength of schedule wise, have played the weakest schedule out of all teams. that doesn't, you know, take away from the wins. I mean, you only play the teams that you know, are in front of you, and you have to beat who they line up, and that's what they've done for the most part. So we'll just see how this situation works. When you look at some of the other teams, you know, in contention, again, you have the Buccaneers and the Saints coming out of the NFC South, and these are teams that are still trying to find their way. The Saints, you know, just had a loss recently. You know, the Buccaneers, that's a team, they're hard to make out. You know, the Bucs, they have Jameis Winston at quarterback, and he does an excellent job of getting the ball to guys like Mike Evans. But, you know, they're really hard to figure out. So we'll see how they come along. When you look at them, they are, like I said, 4-5, but they're at home, they're 1-4, on the road, 3-1. So, hey, that's interesting, you know, that they're 1-4 at home. I mean, you always want to win your games at home, but whatever is happening for them is not working out. But then you look at the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals are 4-4, and this is a team, you talk about a team that could catch fire and make things happen late in the game. I tell you, the Cardinals are stacked. I mean, coming into this year, they're a team that everyone was saying will be in contention for the Super Bowl, not just an NFC West title or NFC. They're in contention. They're considered Super Bowl contenders. Now, they're having struggles on offense. Michael Floyd is struggling to catch the football and be a consistent player despite being a first-round pick. Carson Palmer is getting up there in age. Their defense is still doing what they have to do. They're giving up 160 points, which is the same amount as the Eagles' defense, and that's fourth. Yeah, the Seahawks, no, actually the Minnesota Vikings, interesting. The Vikings have given up the least amount of points, 152. Then it goes to the Seahawks, 158, who, coincidentally, that's your opponent this week. And then you have the Eagles and Cardinals giving up 160. The Cowboys are right there as well, 170. But back to the Cardinals, this is a team, that defense, they have guys that just fly around the football, whether it be Deion Buchanan. We saw that last year when he had the pick six. You know, DJ Swearinger is a guy that has come in and reinforced the safety position. And then you look at the guys up front like Marcus Golden. You have the other guy, Chandler Jones. I mean, this is a solid Calais Campbell. And then obviously the Honey Badgers there. You know, you look at Patrick Peterson. They are stacked at every level on the defense. So the Cardinals are that type of team that could catch fire and really make things happen in the playoffs. You look at Larry Fitzgerald, you know, David Johnson. They have weapons on offense. So there are certain teams that you want to stay away from late in the season, you know, leading up towards the playoffs and into the playoffs. And those, that the Cardinals are one of those teams. So they could definitely be in the way when it comes to the Eagles trying to get into the playoffs because their records are right there. So we'll have to see how that works out. There's a lot of things coming up that really could have playoff implications over the next couple of weeks. I mean, you look, you got the Seahawks, and then after that, Monday Night Football, you have the Packers coming to the link, and that's an opportunity. You know, again, you guys make sure you get out there and cheer your team on. I tell you about the SeatGeek app. Make sure you download that so that way you could purchase the tickets, you know, and put them on the watch. So when they get to the price that you want, they'll give you an email in a couple of weeks. But just looking at the games that are coming up, I mean, like we said, there's three more NFC East games as well. Playoffs are within reach. There's no doubt about it. They're within reach because, you know, this is the Eagles team that, you know, has a pack and play style of you know, they're a pack and play team. You look, they can play strong defense. There's no doubt about what the defense could do. And now you have Benny Logan coming back. So that will definitely help them. And then in addition to that, their running game is getting going. I think this is an extreme test on Sunday, you know, in Seattle. The Seahawks are known for being a run defense team. So we'll see how that works. But I think, you know, this is an opportunity for them to show that their running game is for real. And they're going to need to run the football. That's the way you take an away team out of, or a home team out of the, you know, early momentum, so to speak. And if they could run the football effectively, get a couple stops, man, you got to take that crowd out of there because they are so loud there at Seattle. So that's going to be the goal for the Eagles. And I think they are a pack and play team. And then again, you got to remember the return game. And that's something that we haven't looked at really. It's kind of floated under the radar. But this kickoff return team is dynamic, man. It's exciting. With Kenjon Barner and Wendell Smallwood. They're the only team to have two kickoff returns for a touchdown. So that right there says it all. Obviously, Josh Huff is not there. He's in Tampa now with the practice squad. But that just tells you, you know, Huff has one of the two. Wendell Smallwood has the other. But Barner almost broke one. You know, you look at what they're able to do on that return unit. They give their offense the ball on the short side of the field frequently. And that's the key. You want to give your guys an easier opportunity to score a touchdown. Field position is so important. So that's something that the Eagles could kind of hang their hat on as they get into this week. A win over the Seahawks, man, on the road, that would really, really turn everything up. And I think that would do wonders for this team's confidence. Speaking of confidence, I wrote about it today, you know, in regards to Carson Wentz and the confidence that Doug Peterson has instilled in him. And he spoke to Brett Favre about it. And he said that he's really glad that he had Peterson as a coach. And he said that Peterson is really helping him, you know, become a more confident player. And that's something that really showed in the Giants game, you know, the two interceptions early, then he came back. Play action pass to Trey Burton, and he settled into the groove. He had the play action bomb to Bryce Treggs, albeit it was underthrown. It would have been a touchdown, but still, you have a coach that's played the position and he's helping bring the young quarterback along. And that means a lot for what Wentz is doing and for the Eagles' future. There are people who are ragging on Doug Peterson, but I think he's done a very good job. Obviously, there are some calls that you would like to, you know, change or see go differently, but at the same time, there's plenty that you are definitely happy with. So this Eagles team, they're in contention. There is a chance, although it may be one in very few, there's a chance for this team to get to the playoffs. And once you get to the playoffs, man, it's a whole new ball game. Whoever's hot going into the playoffs is typically the team that's going to go deep in the playoffs. Just ask the Baltimore Ravens from 2012. That's just how it works, folks. It's always good to have a top record, but as you get to the playoffs, you want to be riding high. And if you're not, it could be bad things. Look at the Colts that year. They you know, had that outstanding record, and they rested their guys in the last game, lost the last game, and then they just kind of fizzled in the playoffs. It's just the way it works. Momentum, momentum, momentum. That is key in the playoffs. You know, you want a team that is playing well, and that's something this Eagles team could do leading into the playoffs. And like I said, we'll see what happens. I'm Teron Davenport. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Quick show just to talk some shop about the playoffs. We are about to go into Doug Peterson's presser and see how that goes. And, you know, before I go, shout out to Malcolm Jenkins actually going and meeting with the lawmakers at Capitol Hill. He met with Paul Ryan and Keith Ellison and some of the other members of the House of Representatives. Outstanding action there on Malcolm Jenkins' part. He doesn't talk the talk. He walks the walk. And that's something, you know, I'm really proud of what he's able to do. He's a great dude, a great guy involved in the community. And shout out to Malcolm Jenkins for that. Again, the Locked On Eagles podcast. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Be sure to follow on iTunes and Audio Boom. Give me a follow on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, TheEaglesWire.USAToday.com.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.